Hi everyone, welcome back to the podcast. You could be watching this right now. Actually, this one is a little bit more of a visual that Matt's going to show. So if you're listening to this, make sure you come to our YouTube channel because it's going to be on YouTube also. Matt, you're going to talk today about the importance of understanding where the horizon line is. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about it? I know it's a constant issue that, not an issue, but it's, you explained it. Well, it is an issue, yeah. Let's just say.
It's the number one drawing problem I see in landscape paintings is receding perspective lines relative to the horizon line. And simply put, the horizon line is nothing more than eye level. And it's confusing to people because, you know, they might be looking up or they might be looking down and they think that eye level moves with that. Eye level is... what you do is you establish where it is in your scene, and it can be obscured by a bush or a cliff or whatever. What I like to do is identify where it is, okay? And then relative to what I'm painting, if I'm painting something down at my feet, the horizon line is going to be high. If I'm painting a giant cumulus cloud, the horizon line is going to be low. And what that tells me is where I'm going to place it on the canvas. That tells the viewer if they're looking up or down, sort of their, if this is my field of view and this is the horizon line, this changes as my head looks up and down, but this stays constant. Now, once you've established the horizon line, it will tell you as a path, a road, a creek is coming towards you, how angled those shorelines or path lines mm-hmm. should be. They all relate to the horizon line in a vanishing point or series of vanishing points on that horizon line. And again, it's the number one problem I see in landscape painting because we're dealing with such great distances. Mm-hmm. In a still life, you might be dealing with a field of view that's 3 feet. In a figure painting, it might be 10 feet. In a landscape, it can be 20 miles.
Yeah.
And so linear perspective is a key, and identifying the horizon line, it all starts right there.
Okay, so it doesn't matter. As Matt said, it doesn't matter where... That's why it's called eye level.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, it's in the word itself, the eye level.
And again, it doesn't change when you look up or down. Yeah. It only changes if you go down the hill or up on a mountain. Then you're at an elevated vantage point or a lower vantage point. But as long as you're on flat ground and identify eye level, this stays constant. What changes is where you're looking.
Okay. Yeah. Matt teaches this in his online course, the 365-day online mentoring. So if you're watching this right now, depend when you're watching or listening, enrollment might be over or it's happening right now. We have 3 enrollments a year, one in spring, summer, and then fall. So make sure you check out, go to our website at TucsonArtAcademyOnline.com and go under mentoring. And you will see the if the enrollment is open or closed. But Matt also has a video series that you can purchase anytime. It's a start to finish video demonstrations, basically. And check those out. And he's got some other blog posts with us. And thank you, Mr. Smith, for your knowledge.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.